Hey, it's been fun just dealing with some of these things and hearing your questions and so forth. I would like to close out by inviting you to a number of different options if you would choose, kind of where to go to here. You have this looking for some next steps. I'm going to invite you, if you would, and you can do it now or later, but you'll end up just tearing that off. Keep this because it has some of the information I'm sharing, and you may want to turn this in. You don't have to, but you're welcome to. You can turn it in with name, without name. That's your call. But here are the things that I want to remind you are offering. And then you got at the bottom, I need a reminder, let us know. There's Essentials of Faith class, which is a way that you could get into learning the basics of Christianity on a week-to-week basis for about 4, 5, 6 weeks. I forget how long it is. We have what's called the Taste the Perimeter on there, which is a monthly offering that my wife Carol and I do here in our fellowship hall. It's a cover dish at 5 o'clock. On a once-a-month basis, on Sunday evening, and it is an inspirational, this is how you could get started in the life of the church, or determine, do you like this church? I'll tell a story, a very inspirational story, about Perimeter, how we got started, and it's kind of a way to kind of get your faith jump-started a bit. So you'll see what I mean when you hear the story. But we'd love to have you at that as well. By the way, our next Taste of Perimeter is June the 11th. We also have a little book that I've written that has a lot of the information I've been walking through here. It's in a little book called The Answer, and it's available out there on the table. You can pick one up. This is for our seeking friends here that are not part of Perimeter Church. Feel free to take one as a gift from us. We'd love for you to have one of those. It's a book I wrote a number of years ago that just put a lot of this critical detail kind of together. And then there's always just coming to church. I'm going to be out for the next several weeks doing some travel to Asia and beyond, so and other places, but we have a great teaching team. In fact, we're doing something very special coming up after next week. We've got the next few weeks will be a young leader series. We bring in some young leaders from around the country that come in and preach for us on Sundays. But then I'll be back starting a series on grace that would be an interesting one starting in July. So feel free to come and be a part any way we can help you. We'd love to do that. I'm going to close in prayer, and it might be that you would like to even pray to receive Christ. I know that man who led for me, it was a blessing that I could at least at that point make a ceremonial statement that I thought I was ready, and I wanted to have an opportunity then to do that. If you would think, I think I have over this period of time or at some point come to the place that I'm willing to say, I believe that I have a problem, I believe that the answer is Jesus, and I am ready to follow him, then maybe you would pray with me even as I pray now. All right? Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for this time of investigating, and I pray for those that might sense there's a love because there's a willingness to follow, and there's a belief that you are who you claim to be and that we have a need that requires you to save us. So I pray for any in that condition now would be able to say, Lord, come into my heart right now. I really do surrender, and I want to invite you to take residence in my heart, and I'm telling you that it is my intention to follow you, and I pray you would take me from here and help me to understand your love. Father, I pray for all of us, those that are not ready, willing, at this point. I pray their investigation might continue even because of this, and that you might use your church to help in that process. So we thank you for this time. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Good to have you here. Thank you for coming.